This edition of Steve Adubato Uncut, the podcast, has been made possible by Holy Name Medical Center, Wells Fargo, and Rowan University. A while back, I had the opportunity to sit down with Angelica Berry, who you know is the president of the board of trustees of the Russell Berry Foundation, and Scott Berry, who is the vice president of the board. Now, what did we talk about in the conversation you're about to see? Obviously, we talked about Russ. We talked about his legacy. We talked about the reasons why there's a Making a Difference Awards, and we talked about all the difference that has been made in these past 25 years. Let's check out that compelling conversation. Let's go back, okay? 25 years ago. So Russ first brings up the idea of the awards, the Making a Difference Awards. Angelica, your first reaction was?
I thought it was a harebrained idea. I said, how are you going to find all these people? I didn't think it was going to fly. There were too many logistical things that we were not equipped to do. And fortunately, we had a wonderful partner in Ramapo, and it worked out. And it turned out to be one of his brightest and most heartwarming ideas.
I thought it was an interesting idea and an interesting way to really set examples and to get images of people doing things for the greater good that could be transmitted to other people to do things that perhaps would not be recognized for the great things that they do, but set an example.
Well, Russ was one of a kind. He was unique in his character, and he was comfortable in his own skin.
I guess my anecdote for my father is that he was a big teddy bear. And in many ways, although he came across as very powerful and assertive businessman, he also would cry at the drop of a hat watching a movie, that had some sentimentality to it.
When you think about the people who've won this award, over 300, well over 300 honorees of the for the Making a Difference Awards over 25 years, those are some of the traits, just some of the traits that talk about who Russ was and why he still matters today.
I think they're all social entrepreneurs. Russ would have loved that because he himself was very entrepreneurial. They were, in a sense, like him. They weren't afraid to go where others feared to tread. And they were not afraid to be pioneers. And I think that every one of them was unique in the work that they do. And these are traits that I feel reflect some of the best traits of Russ.
You know, he had an ability to relate to just about everybody. So I think he would consider this part of his family. And, all the people who have received these rewards over the years, part of his extended family.
Angelica and Scott, can't thank you enough just for doing everything you do and carrying on Russ's legacy with a great team at the foundation and all the folks who are part of nearly 400. Imagine Angelica talks about 380. It's getting close to 400, it'll be 400 very soon, honorees. More to come. Thanks for being with us.